From the Song of Moses to the songs in Revelation, what do the songs in the Bible tell us about God to help us with our lives every day? That's what this series is all about. Stand by for brilliant insights from Bible expert Mike Beaumont. I'm David Taverner, and this is Bible Songs in 30 Minutes. Bible Songs in 30 Minutes. Well, that's our challenge, Mike, this time around, for two reasons, I suppose. Saying what needs to be said in 30 minutes for each episode in this new series, but focusing on Bible songs. That's a topic and an area of the Bible that we've not really covered before.
Yeah, we've done a number of series now, haven't we, David, looking at different aspects of the Bible. And yet this is one that we've not touched on yet, but as we were reflecting on what to do next, it suddenly hit us this was a bit of a hole in what we'd done so far. And in a sense, it's quite a big hole. I'm surprised we didn't get to it before. You know, we've touched on some of the songs in the other series, but never done anything on its own, because there are round about 200 songs in the Bible.
Wow.
I say round about because it depends how you count them, and some it's not quite clear. Was this a song, or was it a poem? Was it said, or was it sung? So that's where there's a slight discrepancy. But nonetheless, in round figures, in both Old and New Testament, we've got about 200 songs of all different kinds and natures, and some are joyful and rejoicing and praising, and some are melancholic and, oh God, why did this happen? So I think we've got a rich field here that we can go harvesting among in this coming series.
And as you say, it's surprising that we haven't really gone into this in any detail before, because we started with the Bible Biog series, so that was sort of Bible characters.
Yeah.
So that was very much around people in the Bible. Then we had our Bible book series where we did what it says on the tin. You know, we looked at each of the books of the Bible, and I know that's proved very popular and very helpful for people. Then I think we had the Bible surprises.
Yep, that was right.
Where, you know, there are not, in my view, enough exclamation marks in the Bible. You read the Bible and you read something and it needs an exclamation mark, really, because it's so
absolutely
amazing, you know. And so we looked at miracles and healings and so on and so on. Then we went on this amazing journey. Just remind us of where we've went.
Oh, we've been, me. What it was, yeah, we looked at Jesus then and now in 30 minutes, didn't we? And we actually went on location for that one. We got out of the studio, went to the land of Israel, and followed in the footsteps of Jesus in the places where he'd been and the miracles he'd done and the teaching he'd done, and looked at his teaching to see how it applied for today. Right from the beginning of his life and the preparation for the incarnation, right to his return to the Father at the end. And that also proved a really popular series. Of course, when we got to the end, one of the last things he does at the end is he turns to his disciples, doesn't he? And says, you know, that he's given them authority to go out into the whole earth. And so we began to think, oh, well, perhaps we better do that one next. So we followed that one up, didn't we?
Yeah, with the story of Acts, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we looked at the Unstoppable Church, your title. I love that title, by the way, because it's still so true today. Yeah, and we followed in the footsteps of the early apostles and Paul, didn't we? Going through the Holy Land and modern Turkey and Greece and Malta and Cyprus and ending up in Italy. That was really quite exhausting. I don't know how they must have found it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've had some really exciting adventures going through the scriptures, looking at a whole number of different aspects. All of those, of course, still available, aren't they, on UCB Player and on different podcast providers.
Yeah. And I was thinking, you know, here we are then focusing on Bible songs, an area we haven't touched on before. And unlike, you know, a novel that you might read and read it once, put it on the shelf, the Bible, you can keep coming back to the Bible and discover things.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been reading the Bible for decades now, since I first became a Christian when I was 18 years old. And I can still come back to a passage of the Bible that I must have read many, many times over those decades. And some, of course, are familiar. You come to it and you think, oh, yeah, I know that. And, of course, you've got to be careful then, because it's easy to skim read, isn't it? You can miss things. Mm. But do you know what? I still come to bits of the Bible where I think, I don't remember that. Or have they put that in since I read it last time? And this is the wonder of the Bible, because it is not a novel, it is not a history book, though it contains history and stories and poetry and all sorts of things. This is not just a human creation. This is, Christians believe, God's word given to us through the Holy Spirit, written, yes, through human authors, but human authors who were so moved by the Holy Spirit that what they wrote was exactly what God wanted writing. And so because it was done through the Holy Spirit, that's why it has a sort of eternal quality to it. And it still speaks as fresh today as that first day when it was written. So yet there are lots of the songs we're going to look at in this series where people will think, yeah, yeah, I know that one. I mean, we can't miss out Psalm 23, can we, right, as we get into this series? But there are some songs that I think people are going to think, I never knew there was a song there. And do you know what? They will probably have read it at some point, but perhaps skipped over it. So we're going to have a great time looking at these songs.
And you said about 200 songs altogether. Now, there's 150 psalms. So does that mean that those are the bulk of the songs in the Bible, the psalms?
Well, they are the bulk of the songs, without a doubt, because psalms means praises, and collection of psalms is the Bible's hymn book, if you like, that were collected over the years, not all written by David. Christians sometimes fall into thinking all the psalms were written by David. He wrote a lot of them, but actually one of the oldest psalms was written, ready, by Moses. We'll come to that in our series. So yeah, obviously an awful lot of psalms, but we've chosen not to focus solely on the psalms. So we have not got every single psalm, because, well, that would take us 3 years of series to get through, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we've picked some out, some that are well-loved and familiar, some perhaps that aren't as well-known but are still rich in truth. But we've also dug through both Old and New Testament to find some of those songs. Again, some might be familiar, like the song of Mary when she's told that she's going to carry the Savior of the world. But some perhaps hidden away that we might have missed. Some pretty long ones, some pretty short ones, sometimes only a couple of lines, and yet still rich. And what we're going to look at in this series is we decided to draw one common theme out from all these psalms, because all these songs aren't sort of, you know, the latest charts, the latest hit parade for people of my generation. All these songs are about God in some way or other. They're either songs praising God or thanking God or sometimes questioning God or wrestling with God. But God is the focus of every single one of them. And so what we're going to do through this series is look each time at the God who, dot, dot, dot.
So God's character. Really.
Yeah. We're going to explore God's character and see, I mean, where do you start and end by looking at God's character? But certainly by the end of this series, we'll have looked at 52 different aspects of God's character that come out through those psalms.
And in terms of the songs, I mean, you can sing a song without an accompaniment, but then there are other songs that you do have accompaniment for. So is that reflected in the Bible?
Yes, it is. And they use different words, as we'll see when we come to the series. They're actually different Hebrew words. One of them definitely means song sung to a harp or song sung to a musical instrument. Some were songs that were sung, what we would say, a cappella, simply by voices. And of course, today, the songs of the Bible are sung in all sorts of different ways, aren't they? Perhaps many listeners will be familiar with what we call the plain chant type of approach to singing some of the psalms in some church traditions. But of course, many modern Christian songs today, many of which we play here on UCB, don't we? Many of them are either based on or drawn on an idea from one of the songs of the Bible and have a very different feel and very different style. So that's the lovely thing about these psalms and the songs in the Bible. While they would have been sung in the style of that time, think the sort of traditional Jewish singing that you hear sometimes today that you and I have heard when we've been there in Jerusalem in that great square in front of the Western Wall.
Yeah.
But they can be sung in a whole variety of ways, and we don't want to lock them in.
I'm sort of excited by the thought that, you know, as you turn the page in the Bible, you almost see the musical notes sort of coming out of the page as you get to those songs. But it's interesting to hear you say then that the character of God is the focus. So come the end of this series, 52 episodes, we're going to have 52 conversations about different songs in the Bible. What would you hope anybody who's heard all of those episodes will discover about God's character?
I hope they will start to see, or see afresh, how very big God is. You know, very often we sort of put God in a little box, don't we? Or we characterize God by our favorite quality of him. And perhaps sometimes we miss some of the other characteristics or qualities of God, you know, particularly if we don't want to face up to something. Maybe we've messed up or done something we know is wrong and we don't really want to think that God is holy, thank you very much. Or maybe we have done something wrong and really can't cope with the thought that God is forgiving because we feel that what we've done is so bad. And so I hope what we'll see through these 52 episodes looking at God's character through the songs of the Bible is a pretty well-rounded picture of God. Is this everything we could say about God? No, of course not. But I tell you what, we will have covered an awful lot of the core qualities of God. Some will be well-known, maybe some less well-known. But I think we're really praying that those who listen to this series will get a bigger picture of God, you know, and if we get to the end of this series and someone says, my goodness, my God has got bigger, then I think both you and I will think, job done. Because this series and all our series are never about you and me, are they? They're all about us wanting to try and help listeners to get into the Bible more. Why? Because in getting into the Bible more, they will get into God more. Mm. And so hopefully by the end of this series, for all of us, God will be much bigger in our vision. And do you know what happens when God gets bigger? What do you want to do? You just want to sing and tell him how great he is.
Well, I for one can't wait. Bible songs in 30 minutes. Here we come. This is Bible Songs in 30 Minutes with Mike Beaumont and me, David Taverner. Don't miss our other 30-minute conversations about the big book, Bible biogs, Bible surprises, and the ever-popular Bible books. And how about following our Bible journeys on location in the Holy Land and beyond as we track the New Testament in Jesus Then and Now, followed by Unstoppable Church Then and Now. You can listen to all these wherever you get your UCB podcasts.